Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this Friday. Have you ever had the urge to return to a place, maybe far away, where you had a very significant experience in the past? Did you go? And if you did, what did you find and experience on your return trip? Did you take anyone with you and explain to them why that place and past experience in your life was so significant? Who is that person, and how did that return trip affect both them and you? Come with me today on a return trip. I've had that great privilege several times, including visiting Israel on a few wonderful occasions. Join me again back in the great city of Syrian Antioch, about 49 AD, with Paul and Barnabas and the other leaders of that remarkable movement of the gospel of Jesus Christ in that city. You'll recall we've looked at the letter written by James, the half-brother of Jesus, addressed primarily to the Jewish Christians in Antioch and other cities. We've also looked at Paul's first letter, called Galatians, written and sent to those places where Paul and Barnabas had started churches on their first missionary journey. Now, as we rejoin what is happening in Antioch, we look today at Acts chapter 15, verse 36. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go back and visit the believers in all the towns where we preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Can you sense their excitement as the Apostle Paul and Barnabas reflected on that first missionary journey together and all the amazing things God did? But suddenly, there arose an unexpected problem. The record says, Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them, but Paul did not think it wise because Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in their work. Acts 15, verse 37 and 38. You'll remember we have no explanation of why John Mark deserted Barnabas and Paul in Perga, but simply that this young cousin of Barnabas returned home to Jerusalem, Acts 14, verse 13. That event may have been 5 or even 6 years in the past, yet for Paul, it was still evidently a raw wound. Pause. Do you have any raw, open wounds which occasionally bleed and create problems for you in relationships or decision-making or moving beyond your past? What are you doing about those wounds which can so painfully affect you, even if the cause was many years ago? Evidently, a sudden and unexpected disagreement arose between Paul and Barnabas. Despite their best efforts, they found the intensity of their disagreement rapidly reached a divisive and decisive pinnacle, which I'm sure neither expected. The record states they had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company, Acts 15, verse 39. After all these two great men of God had been through together, over a period of perhaps nearly 10 years, they could not resolve their disagreement about John Mark, and their ministry partnership ended in Syrian Antioch. Both felt strongly the Holy Spirit was leading them to head out again on another missionary trip, but they sadly came to the conclusion they could not do so together. Oh, we need to pause. Has this ever happened to you, my friends? Has a disagreement escalated to the point of separation and the ending of a friendship or business partnership or even a marriage? I see no evidence the other leaders of the Syrian Antioch church were able to help bring this conflict to resolution. But I do see that God did something amazing, which in the long run resulted in great advancement of the kingdom of God, the Church of Jesus Christ. Dr. Luke reports, Barnabas took John Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the Antioch believers to the grace of the Lord, Acts 15, verse 40. I see no evidence John Mark was in Antioch, so that tells me Barnabas went to Jerusalem looking for his young cousin and invited him to travel with him a second time to the island of Cyprus, home for Barnabas. We have no record in the Bible of what took place during this second visit, for the Holy Spirit turns our focus to follow Paul and Silas as they headed in the opposite direction, north. Silas, you may recall, was one of the leaders in the Jerusalem church who had come to Syrian Antioch after the Jerusalem Council, Acts 15, verse 22, to affirm the decision reached by the apostles and elders that Gentiles were saved by God's grace through their faith in Jesus, just as the Jews were, Acts 15, verse 11. Furthermore, there would be no expectation placed on the Gentiles that they become Jewish or engage in any Jewish customs or traditions in order to be fully saved by God and integrated into the Church of Jesus Christ followers. It appears Silas had remained in Antioch and joined in the work of the church there and earned the trust of Paul. Therefore, Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, invited Silas to join him, and commissioned again by the Antioch church, they headed north. With one brief sentence, Dr. Luke describes the first leg of their journey. Paul and Silas went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. They came to Derbe and then to Lystra, Acts 15, verse 41 through 16, verse 1. Pause. I like clarity when I'm traveling. Do you? The modern GPS is used often in my travels, both locally and long distance. I like maps showing me where I'm going. But Paul had neither GPS nor sophisticated maps. Now watch this. In Paul's first journey, you'll recall, he and Barnabas headed south, then west by sea to Cyprus Island, then north by sea to the mainland, and then hundreds of miles on foot by road, north and eventually east, finally arriving in Derbe, remember? This time, Paul headed north from Antioch and then west, arriving back at Derbe, but coming to Derbe from the opposite direction as he came the first time. The towns and villages Paul and Silas visited along the way had not been part of Paul's first journey, but evidently there were Jesus followers in those towns. Perhaps they had heard the gospel from travelers from Syrian Antioch or Derbe or other places where the gospel was taking root deeply in towns as Jesus was saving many people in those places. For Silas, it must have been an eye-opening experience to arrive in Derbe and finally Lystra, which had both been such an important part of Paul's first missionary journey. Let's pause here, my friends, and consider. Paul and Silas, guided and blessed by the Holy Spirit, heading north and west to Lystra, while Barnabas and Mark are heading south to Cyprus. Do you remember this powerful scripture Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome some years later? We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. Do we see here that is happening? And have you seen the Holy Spirit working this truth in your life journey? Do you see what the dark kingdom intended as a heartbreaking disagreement with Paul and Barnabas, the Holy Spirit used to birth two missionary teams? While I prepare to meet you here again tomorrow.